Hello, you're listening to WMFO, that's 91.5 Tufts University Freeform Radio. I'm your host for the next hour. You're listening to Naive Melodies with me, Lucy Melman. And yeah, today is May the 4th? Yeah, that's crazy, okay. May 4th, 2021, Tuesday afternoon. Weather is pretty cold out, I won't lie. It was a lot nicer last week, but it's great over here in Medford, and yeah, I hope that everyone's having a great day, and that I hope everyone's who's listening enjoys the show I've got planned. So this first song is by a band called Delta 5, and it's called Mind Your Own Business. So I'll go ahead and play that for you guys now. So that was Mind Your Own Business by Delta 5. Like I said, this is 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio, and I'm Lucy. And yeah, this next song is Gold Sounds by Pavement. I think this song is really great. I think it's got a lot of funny lyrics. And yeah, I'm going to go ahead and play that now.
Back to those gold sounds and keep my advent to yourself because it's nothing I don't like. Is it a crisis or a boring change when it's central, so essential? It has a nice ring when you laugh at the low-life opinions, and they're coming to the chorus now. I keep my address to yourself, 'cause we need secrets. We need secrets back right now, because I never
leaving what you want.
So that was Gold Sounds by Pavement. Yeah, that song has like lyrics that I just think are super funny. I think my favorite lyric is like really dark in that song. And it goes, "You're the kind of girl I like because you're empty and I'm empty," which I think is just like, I don't know. I listen to that and I think that's like insanely just like so cynical. But great. I really love lyrics like that. And this next song is a little bit happier, I believe. I mean, I might examine the lyrics later on and realize that this song is also horribly cynical and all that. But yeah, this next song is "Everything Counts" by Depeche Mode. So that was "Everything Counts" by Depeche Mode. I actually looked up the song's lyrics while it was playing, and yeah, so I was wrong. It's actually all about corporate greed. So not uplifting. Yeah. Anyway, hope that was fun to listen to. Maybe I'll just only play songs that feel kind of sad. Yeah, that could be great. Anyway, this next song is Pretty in Pink by the Psychedelic Furs. Yeah, so here we go. So that was Pretty in Pink by Psychedelic Furs. That one was for my dear friend Hannah Lolly. And yeah, hope everyone enjoyed that song. Hope everyone's having a great day. And yeah, so this next song is, oh man, I can already tell I'm going to absolutely butcher the pronunciation, so I apologize in advance. It's Georges Benjour. It's Zikonjika. Definitely butchered that one. But anyways, it's a great song. I'll play that for you now. Please don't let the way I pronounce this song and the way I just butchered that just deter you from listening. It's a really great song, I promise.
chuva vai molhar alguém que outrora caía toda molhada nos braços meus. Não é verdade não, não pode ser. Não é verdade não, não pode ser. Silêncio, vai embora, me deixa. Estou confuso e triste e até mal-humorado, mas é que eu já não sou namorado do meu amor. Mas é que eu já não sou, mas é que eu já não sou namorado do meu amor. Sei que minha maré não está pra peixe, mas eu não vou desistir de pescar, porque pois ainda resta em mim um pio de esperança e a vontade de viver pra conseguir conquistar novamente ela. Pra conseguir conquistar novamente ela. Silêncio, vai embora, me deixa.
So that was for my friend Sophia, great song. I really hope that the way I pronounced it and absolutely butchered that did not deter anyone from enjoying that song. Reminder, if you have any complaints, please just, you know, send me an email just saying, you know, subject line, you know, I don't like you, message, I don't like you. Just kidding, like, please don't do that. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, that was a great song, whose name I will not repeat for fear of humiliation. And this next song is wow, what a show today, huh? Is Babies by Pulp.
Years ago, when you lived on Stanhope Road, we listened to your sister when she came home from school. 'Cause she was 2 years older and she had boys in her room. At least outside I heard her, alright. was alright for a while, but soon I wanted more. I wanted to see as well as hear, and so I hid inside her wardrobe. And she came home round four, and she was with some kid called David, and from the garage up the road. I listened outside, I heard her. Alright. I wanna take you home. I wanna give you children. You might be my girlfriend. Yeah, 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 yeah. When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, 'cause you might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me. Oh yeah, me was coming on, and I thought I heard you laughing. When well, it's mom and dad were gone, I listened outside, I heard you. Alright. Oh, I wanna take you home. I wanna give you children. And you might be my girlfriend. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, I guess it couldn't last too long. I came home one day and all the things were gone. I fell asleep inside, I never heard a call. Oh, I didn't open up the wardrobe, and I had to get it on, yeah. Oh, listen, oh, we were on the bed when you came home. I heard you stop outside the door. I know you won't believe it's true. I'm away from her, 'cause she looks like you, my God. Oh, I wanna take you home. I wanna give you children. You might be my girlfriend.
So that was Babies by Pulp. I got really into Pulp a couple years back when I was learning how to drive. I grew up in Southern California with my mom, but my dad lives in Oregon, and he works in, like, countryside, like, just bunch of vineyards, kind of middle of nowhere. And he would teach me how to drive over in that region, and I remember I would go to work with him and wait until he got a chance to take me out and go driving in, like, this, you know, super open land. And yeah, I got really into Pulp, just sitting in his office, like to the side, and just kind of like keeping myself busy until I got to go drive. So yeah, I don't know, very fond memories. All right, this is obviously the best part of any show that I do, in which I navigate my way to a PSA. So I think I've got a really good one for you guys today. Hope everyone enjoys. And yeah.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
Is
the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wow, amazing. Can I get a big, big thank you to the Ad Council for that one, for that lovely, lovely ad. And this next song is one of my favorites. This is Temptation by New Order.
Thank you.
So that was Temptation by New Order for Lacey. That's been one of my favorite songs for a very, very long time. It's a great song. I think it's beautiful and lovely and just wonderful in all the kind of best ways possible. And this next song is Human Music by the Soft Boys. This song is also just one that I adore, and I think it just means a lot to me. It's one of those songs where you attach it to a very specific moment in your life as opposed to just existing always somewhere, as you've grown up. This song will always make me think of being on a bus coming back from, I was in an organization, kind of a chapter. It was like my high school's chapter of the human of HRC. And it was just a really great organization. And we would do an annual retreat to Big Bear. And this will always remind me of coming back from that weekend and just absolutely, I don't know, feeling really, really great and feeling like I'd grown a lot. And yeah, so this is that song, and I hope that everyone enjoys it even a fraction as much as I do.
Ooh, baby,
So yeah, that was Human Music by the Soft Boys. Absolutely adore that song. And yeah, it's been one of my favorites for a long time now. This next song is for my mom. My mom absolutely loves this song. And yeah, it's so great. Sorry, I just couldn't speak there for a second, which I guess is pretty par for the course with me. But my mom loves this song, and I love my mom. And this song is Chucky's in Love by Ricky Lee Jones. For anyone who doesn't know, she wrote this song for a friend of hers who had fallen in love. And yeah, I just think it's a super funny song, very sweet, and just always reminds me of my mom. So what could be better? So that was Chucky's in Love by Ricky Lee Jones. That one's for my mom, who absolutely loves that song. And yeah, I will always have very fond memories of her. She sings this one line, and she even just texted to me now. She goes, oh, it's the line in which Ricky Lee Jones sings, oh Christ, I think he's even combed his hair. And yeah, I just will always think of my mom singing that to me, which is just so sweet. And yeah, and this next song is Bitter Medicine, and the artist, oh man, it's Tanyuki Chan. Probably also butchered that pronunciation. Today's just a day of, you know, not being able to say anything, but that's totally fine. No one listens to this show to hear me speak, mostly just for the music, so I totally understand. So don't even worry about it. Here's the music. So that was Bitter Medicine, and yeah, love that song. This next song is for my grandmother, Grams. How could I forget? I would never, I didn't forget. If you think I would forget, I would not. Just going to make that clarification. But how could I ever forget the Grams dedication? I do one each show, and I will keep doing one every show. This one is for you, Grams. Much love to you. This one is Puzzle Pieces by Tiger Trap. Grams, this is for you, because we go together just like puzzle pieces. So that was Puzzle Pieces by Tiger Trap for my grandmother Grams, because Grams, you and I, we go together just like puzzle pieces. Yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed that one. This next song is my second to last one of the show. It's Drool by It Looks Sad. And yeah, I hope everyone enjoys. So that was Drool by It Looks Sad. And this next song is my last song of my show this week. This song is by Alice Cooper. It's School's Out, in honor of the fact that tomorrow is the last day of classes. Of course, there's finals after that. Sorry to remind anyone in case anyone forgot. But yeah, this is in honor of that and a great semester and a great year. So that was School's Out by Alice Cooper. I hope everyone enjoyed, and I hope everyone enjoyed this show. Reminder that you're listening to WMFO 91.5 Tufts University Freeform Radio. I've been lucky enough to be your host for this past hour, and yeah, keep listening. There's a lot of really great shows to come on next. So have a great rest of your week, everyone, and I'll see you tomorrow. Or not tomorrow. Jeez, that's not right at all. I'll see you guys next week.
Can't you see? Are so beautiful to me.
And they're off. There's Dad on the inside, reaching for the TV remote. Mom looks at Jimmy. Jimmy takes his feet off the table. Kelly with the...
You can't get exercise jockeying for the remote. Your body needs real activity, and so do your bones. Without weight-bearing exercise, you could lose bone mass.
But it's Dad down the shag. He smothers the remote. It's Dad by a full body length.
Go to AAOS.org. Then get up, get out, get moving.
You're traveling to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time.
Nothing but a